you're in the spirit now, aren't you? You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak, but let's change those words from take me out to the ball game to take me out to the museum, because opening this weekend, a brand new exhibit at the California Museum in Sacramento titled California at Bat, America's Pastime in the Golden State. And there's a lot of treasure in the exhibit to talk about. So joining me in the studio is Sacramento baseball historian Alan O'Connor. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Beth. Good to be here.
Glad to have you here on Insight. And joining us by phone is, I'm going to say, the world-famous baseball historian and collector, Stephen Wong. He's actually living and working in Hong Kong, and he's on the phone now. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Glad to have you here. So, Stephen, I understand that a number of your items were loaned to the California Museum for this exhibit. So can you tell me a bit of the storyline of your contribution?
Well, I had done a number of exhibitions in the past, and I was serendipitously contacted by the National Museum of American Jewish History in Philadelphia, which I did a 3-year exhibition with them in from 2014 to 2017. And they were kind enough to put me in touch with Amanda Meeker and Branna Hamilton of the California Museum. And me being a native of California, I grew up in Los Altos Hills, which is, just called 40 minutes south of San Francisco. And having basically spent my life until a teenager before my parents moved back to Hong Kong, I felt it was an incredible project to be a part of. And so I have a large collection that's really dedicated to the game-worn uniforms, game-used bats, and all sorts of memorabilia that complement the players that I collect in my collection. And a lot of those happen to have a heritage within California, such as, Ted Williams being born and raised in San Diego, Joe DiMaggio and his two brothers, Vince and Dom, from obviously the Bay Area, Harry Hooper, graduate of St. Mary's College and growing up, born and raised in the Silicon Valley. So I thought this was just a perfect fit, and I felt it would be a great honor to share the collection with members of the public. And obviously in a state that is very dear to me, from the childhood beginning.
You've written 3 Smithsonian books on baseball and have had a lot of attention on these items. For you, and based on the public reaction, which of the treasures in the California Museum exhibit is most exciting, draws the most kind of gasps or oohs and ahs?
Well, sure. I mean, I think it'll be obviously, the big names. They have Joe DiMaggio's New York Yankees home rookie uniform. The uniform that Joe DiMaggio wore in his rookie year in 1936. It was the only year he wore number 9, starting in 37 until the end of his career. After the 51 season, he wore number 5. So obviously that's kind of one of the highlights. We have Ted Williams' uniform he wore in the 1950 season, his home uniform. So all the games were played at Fenway Park, and his cap as well as his glove from the mid-50s, and his bat he also used in the 1950 season. We'll have obviously Willie Mays' San Francisco Giants home jersey he wore in the 1965 season, which is the year that he hit 52 home runs, leading the National League and winning his second National League MVP award. And, of course, there's always Sandy Koufax draws a lot of awes. We have his game-worn Los Angeles Dodgers road jersey he wore in 1966, which, of course, was his last season in the majors in the year in which he won his third and final Cy Young award. So there's just a lot of, historically significant items, not to mention the other items that, the museum was able to source. But I think in aggregate, this would be a very, very exciting exhibition, given the breadth and the magnitude of material that this exhibition has. And it's a real, real tribute, obviously, to California's long heritage and history within Major League Baseball.
That's Stephen Wong. He is the current chairman of investment banking for Hong Kong at Goldman Sachs. He's on the phone with us from Hong Kong. We're talking about the new baseball exhibit that opens this Sunday at the California Museum in Sacramento. In the studio with me is Alan O'Connor, who is a Sacramento baseball-focused historian. And Alan, Major League Baseball came to California in 1958, but the history of the sport in the state can be traced far back in time from then.
Yes, baseball actually came to California with the gold rush. You know, when people came out in the wagon trains and however they got here on ships and whatnot, they brought their bats and balls with them. I mean, the game continued to be played here in California. The first reference to baseball in Sacramento, at least documentation, we know it was going on before then, is in 1859 mm-hmm. when one team posted an invitation to come play them. That's how it was done in those days, to get a group of folks together. And they'd put an ad in the paper and say, we've got a team. We'll meet you at 14th, the ballpark at 14th and R, and we'll play a game. And they would do that, and the game would be over, and then they'd celebrate. So it was a big deal. There'd be one game on a Sunday, and it was a different kind of an era. But as things grew, they had more games, more teams. Leagues started forming. It started as a gentleman's game, but by the 1860s, it was the best athletes, basically, and some money started getting into it. There was some gate splitting. There were a little gambling on the side, that kind of thing. And before you know it, we had professional baseball. National League started in 1876. In California, people are probably surprised to know that we had true professional baseball in the 1880s. The California League started in 1883. Sacramento had an entry in it in 1886. At that time, Los Angeles was still too far away, too small, not enough water, not enough transportation. But we had professional baseball in the 1880s here. And that continued intermittently. Economic times took us away from baseball because of different depressions and whatnot. But we've had professional baseball in Sacramento from 1883 at a high level up till 1957. And the OPCL was higher than the current AAA Rivercats.
In fact, I think from your collection, there are medals, baseball medals, that go back to the 1880s.
It was such a big deal that when they had these games on a Sunday, you'd have Grass Valley playing other towns up in the foothills. And there were medals for great play during those games. And on exhibit, I have from 1880s a home run medal. A home run was a big deal in those days. So one of the players hit a home run and they gave him a medal because it was kind of an unheard of event in those days. The
wow.
rules of baseball were a lot different then. Yeah.
So, Stephen, was California, by your measure, considered a part of baseball history even before Major League Baseball came to the state, because California was the home for some of the great players and there was some of this history that Alan's talking about?
Yeah, very much. I think Alan hit the nail on the head that, you know, a lot of people don't really associate California with a long history or heritage in baseball history. And that's what one of the main reasons that I got very excited about this particular exhibition. It's not only really to showcase a lot of the, you know, richly historical artifacts that the exhibition is going to have, but it also was a great way to actually educate people and share the heritage and the history that California, as well as Sacramento in of itself, has with, you know, within baseball history. You know, a lot of people associate east of the Mississippi River as sort of the, you know, the reservoir of baseball history, but that's not actually the case, as Alan so articulately, you know, just went through. And so, you know, beyond that, I think a lot of people would be very surprised, too, about the breadth of actual superstars, let alone players that resonate, you know, in terms of name, you know, today, just as the time when they played, be it Orlando Cepeda, Raleigh Fingers, Fernando Valenzuela. You know, we have his Los Angeles Dodgers home jersey that he wore in 1981. We all can vividly recall the cover of Sports Illustrated, you know, back in 1981, where it was, you know, Fernando Mania, and basically that whole year, he took baseball by storm. You know, guys like Ricky Henderson, you know, Bill Pierce, Duke Schneider, Nolan Ryan, Gaylord Perry. These are all, you know, players that many of them are in the Hall of Fame. Many of them have played for California teams. And those that haven't, such as Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio, Vince DiMaggio, and Dom DiMaggio, many of those players are very, very famous, but not a lot of people know that they actually, you know, were born, raised, or had a significant part of their life based in California, you know, before they went to the major league. So I think that this is going to be very, very exciting, a story to tell, you know, museum visitors.
That's Stephen Wong. I'm also talking with Alan O'Connor. The exhibit, California at Bat, America's Pastime in the Golden State, opens this Sunday. There's a big public event from noon to four. There will be food trucks. If you have some memorabilia, you can bring it. Collectors will assess it. And I think because people know a lot of the area teams, Alan, it will be fun to see uniforms from, you have in your collection, quite a variety of teams, not just the Sacramento Solons and the Senators.
Right. We, on exhibit, we have other Pacific Coast League historical folks that are going to put on display old San Diego Padres uniforms, the old San Francisco Seals uniforms. I have Sacramento Senators uniforms and Solons uniforms. But one quick point I'll make, Beth, is from 1903 to 1957, the old Pacific Coast League was considered by many to be the third major league. You know, a vote was taken. Do we bring the teams out from the East, or do we make it the third major league? And New York had a little bit more money than some of the California folks did, and it went a different direction than it could have.
Stephen, this exhibit also focuses on some of the changes and the Jackie Robinson era, the openness that baseball grew through and had. And I think that's an important history line that people should know about what's on display.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jackie Robinson, we saved the best for last, of course, him, you know, arguably being one of the most important figures in American history, let alone baseball history, you know, was raised in California. You know, he was born in Georgia, but the family moved to Southern California, went to UCLA, had a prominent athletic career at UCLA, and obviously, you know, the man who broke the color barrier in 1947 with Branch Rickey and the Brooklyn Dodgers. We have a lot of artifacts associated with Robinson, from, you know, the actual ticket to the game on April 15th, 1947 at Ebbets Field.
Wow.
Which was the first day in which an African-American ball player stepped foot in a Major League baseball stadium and played baseball in the major leagues. We have the program that was also at that game, pin back buttons and all sorts of memorabilia of diverse variety that commemorate the Brooklyn Dodgers and Jackie Robinson. And you know, I think it just so happens that, again, I talked about Williams and Koufax and Mays and all these greats, but you know, to also have Jackie Robinson be a pivotal part of California history and his input in the major leagues, it just makes this exhibition even that much more special.
Alan, let's also acknowledge the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. And then on top of that, we had the Japanese American and Mexican American leagues. So baseball in the state really fanned out everywhere. It seems that there were no limits on who was exploring the sport.
Yeah, that's correct. I grew up in Sacramento, and when I was a kid, there was always baseball being played. There were, you know, you'd see thousands of people at the local parks, Land Park, McKinley Park, watching baseball on the weekends. It was a different world, you know, and certainly there were a lot of teams that had, you know, a lot of Mexican-American teams played, Japanese-American teams played. There was a lot of diversity in baseball back in the 1940s and 50s in state of California.
Have the two of you met yet, ever?
No, we haven't. We'll probably meet Friday night.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. We share similar passions in that we both love the game-used products or the game-used artifacts of our heroes.
Yeah.
And my heroes are local guys in Sacramento, and Stevens are major league guys. So we're different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
although we cross over quite a bit.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very exciting, Beth. I really, you know, I've done a lot of exhibitions, you know, in the past, over the past sort of 10 to 15 years. This one really excites me. A lot of it is because I think this is an exhibition whereby a lot of people will learn a lot of new things. I've learned stuff, to be very honest, you know, just kind of doing my own research ahead of being a part of this project. A lot of things that Alan will have already known, but, you know, that I, you know, I'm not sort of an expert in the history of baseball within California, let alone Sacramento. But learning about that and being a part of this exhibition that really commemorates a very important state within America and its input that is west of the Mississippi, I think is really exciting.
So I'm going to put in a plug for Alan's book. It came out more than 10 years ago, but it is titled Gold on the Diamond, Sacramento's Great Baseball Players, 1886 to 1976. It has a lot of great history in it. And I know that you continue to meet and speak with groups. So if anybody's interested in that, you're available, aren't you?
Right. And the book will be available at the museum.
Okay. And Stephen, you're working on a new exhibit for the Smithsonian. What's the timetable on that one?
Yeah, so that's going to open in June of next year, June 2019. The title of the exhibition is Baseball, America's Home Run. And it's going to be at the Smithsonian National Postal Museum, which was basically founded the building that it's in, which is right across from the Union train station, was built in 1914. And it was actually built on a place that was known as Swampoodle Grounds, which was actually the home of Washington, D.C.'s very first baseball field. So, the you know, over the course of the 20th century, the Postal Museum has commemorated baseball history through original art and that was turned into stamps that commemorated a lot of the great players of the 20th century, be it Jackie Robinson, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, and Willie Mays, on and on and on. And it also commemorated several, important events in baseball history, be it particular World Series like Mazeroski's home run, you know, Bobby Thompson shot heard around the world in the 1951 playoffs. And it has a rich heritage in baseball. And I told the Smithsonian, you know, you go to the Smithsonian museums and you see incredible collections of Civil War and all sorts of Americana. But when it comes to baseball, it's always been relatively weak. And so hopefully this will change that.
Well,
but it does open in June of 2019, and it's very exciting.
Stephen, thank you so much for your time. And I'll again say that there are more than 80 artifacts on loan from your collection. People can look forward to seeing you this weekend. Thanks for your time and your contribution.
Thank you for having me on here. I look forward to see you and Alan on Friday and Sunday.
And Alan O'Connor, it's a pleasure. You can come talk baseball with me anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And there are more than 60 items from your collection, so I know you'll be out there greeting people as well. Yeah. Thanks for joining us today on Insight.
Thank you.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Oh.